geeking out never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wancho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
It's a beautiful afternoon today. It's podcast day. Ooh, what's going on, guys? You tell me what's going on today.
Ooh, yeah.
What's going on, Mr. Bob? What's going on?
Juancho?
Tell me, how was your weekend, my friend? How was your long, first of July weekend?
Well, it wasn't long. We still had, we had Monday.
I was off on Monday.
Oh, lucky you. Weekend was great. More editing. Getting closer and closer to
I'm proud to be an American. What a beautiful day it was yesterday, my friend.
Yesterday was really hot.
It was.
What did you do for 4th of July?
I went to the beach.
You went with the beach? Where'd you go to the beach?
I went with the fiance to the beach and hanged out all day at the pool.
It was a hot day.
It was a very hot day. Beautiful day. Good day to do 4th of July. Usually it rains here in South Florida.
Very true, very true. I went with Holly from Snapchatter. It was me, Joey Fire, Theo Star from Kid TV, shameless plug. And we went up there with Baby Travis. Shameless plug?
Not yet.
And we went to Bayside, and we saw fireworks, and we did the kiddie play there, and we had really, really expensive shaved ice and expensive pizza. And all I can say is I sweat.
Vibe is full of money. He was running in money.
No, it was expensive, though.
He's throwing money in the air.
But, it was a good time. It was a good time. And fireworks was awesome. It was Baby Travis's first 4th of July, and I got to see it and put him to sleep and hear him cry and have him play in grass too. But I digress. Juancho, what brings us here today?
We have a lot of wonderful things, but before we could go there, Vibe, what's going on with the Geek Bros and Geek Girls? Talk to me.
Oh.
You're slacking.
I'm not slacking. We're currently still in...
Tell the listeners of why my videos are not out yet.
Which videos?
My Tate's video.
Today, so far, this week we released a latest unboxing featuring the Sith Holocron.
Why is that video out before the Tate's video?
And our recap, actually, as we speak, I'm posting the recap from last week, the video. So you guys want to check that out if you haven't seen the thing. I'm trying to catch this bug.
One in your eyeball?
That's what she said. Because he's so sweet. But we're still in post-production for both the Tates. Well, it's not a Tates video. It's the one-year anniversary, still in post-production. It's a challenge, guys. Hold on. It's a challenge, guys, because we tried something different. We tried a two-camera setup, very similar to how we did the podcast first episode. It's not as easy there. The audio quality is giving me a problem. The colors between the two cameras kind of give me a problem. I'm trying to work with that. Plus, again, Juancho made me do a compilation of 36 videos. It's not easy, but I'm working on it. Plus...
He's lazy.
I'm lazy. Plus, also, I also have coming up the Turnpike still, the Geek Girls, Geek Bros crossover, still working on. And three more random episodes, not random, but of Game of Thrones. That's in post-production as well. I'm still waiting for the after scenes with Vani.
Pre-scenes and the after scenes of Vani.
And that'll come out. So... look forward to that. Today's July. We're in July. What you guys don't know is that monthly I update the VibeRevStudios .com website. So check it out. The July update is there. It's featuring this actual podcast on the homepage.
Podcast.
So please check it out. Show some love. Send us a comment. And stay tuned for the very end of this, because we're going to be redoing our contest with different rules, correct?
Definitely. So many rules.
So, now that we've said that, Juancho, tell me what we're talking about today.
We are changing the comic books out to comic book news. It's a little bit more easier for me to keep. So, comic book news. I actually was reading this weekend that Marvel Legacy is going to be the relaunch of Marvel. For those comic book experts, send us an email once we give out the email if I'm wrong about this. But they're
relaunching like a reboot again.
Marvel tends to be when I started getting into Marvel, uh-huh. I was, for example, the new Nova, I was up to comic book issue number 12, and then all of a sudden, it went back to number 1. So Marvel tends to re-roll the numbers again.
But doesn't DC does the same thing, though, with Rebirth and a New 52?
Yeah, but this one's supposed to actually bring back old school characters.
Okay.
For example, we're going to have a brand new Supernatural team.
Never heard of it. So is that Ghost Rider?
Yeah, it's going to have Ghost Rider. You're also going to have the Thing come back. The Punisher is going to have a new upgrade, which is going to have the...
Does he have
the War Machine suit?
Is that
yes.
That would be sick.
We're going back.
I want to see that in the Netflix series.
We're going
now.
Back to the Planet Hulk.
That's awesome.
Amadeus Cho as the current Hulk. It's going back to Planet Hulk, and you have the Return of Falcon.
So, okay. Wow, that's exciting.
They're bringing back old school characters as well. There's still no news for Fantastic Four. They've been out of the loop for a while now. As well, today, Deadpool kills again. I still have not brought you that book, Five. I'm sorry, I'll bring it to you next time.
Wow.
I'll give it to you tomorrow when we go see Spider-Man.
Spoiler alert.
And you can discuss, because the new book is out. Deadpool kills again.
Okay, excellent.
DC, I haven't... Nothing out yet.
Is nothing out, or you just didn't write anything? The thing is, I promise you guys that I'm going to bring more DC to this, because I may not be the biggest DC fan, but at least I'm watching the DC things. I'm watching the shows. We're going to talk about Flash next week, I promise, because Juancho doesn't like comic books. No, Juancho is a thing against DC, so... and I'm gonna have to bring that to you guys. So I'm gonna be a little bit more involved. I promise you. We're gonna talk about Flash next week, amongst other things. Juancho, carry on.
Movies, as I said, we're going to go see Spider-Man Homecoming tomorrow. Spider-Man. We're going to do full spoilers next episode.
Well, we're gonna do two videos. So tomorrow, Juancho and I are gonna go screen Spider-Man Homecoming. We're very excited about that. Right afterwards, we're going to be filming two episodes. We're going to do a spoiler-free episode that's going to come out Friday, Saturday, and then next week we're going to do our spoiler episode. So you guys, please check that out on our YouTube channel, or go to the web series. Go to the website. It's there too. But we're really excited about that.
Before we move on,
what do you hope?
This movie's going to be awesome.
Okay.
I want to see Spider-Man kick some booty.
I'm excited too.
And oh, come on. I know you're excited for one thing. What? I want to see some hot Aunt May on screen.
She's wearing glasses. I saw one of those clips. Even hotter. What I'm hoping for, I'm excited about this version of Spider-Man, but me personally, I just want to see how the narrative goes forward. This takes place chronologically after Civil War.
Did you see that meme where they had all superheroes are born, and then on the bottom there's like, no, not you, Andrew.
Where?
On Facebook. At Tom Holland. And I forget his name.
Tom
McGuire. Okay. It's like all superheroes are born. Not you, Andrew.
What? What's so bad about him?
I don't know. I like Andrew. I like Andrew Spider-Man.
I had nothing against the Amazing Spider-Man world and Andrew Garfield, how he played Spider-Man. I didn't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I don't think... Maybe we should do an episode on who's the best Spider-Man. There's enough of them now to discuss it.
True.
I think, guys, we're going to consider doing...
I think after this movie, we'll definitely be able to consider the best Spider-Man.
I think you guys are going
to
see a video...
We'll probably have Mr. Garbanzo and Darth Flex call in.
Right. No, it's not going to be a podcast. I mean an actual video. We'll do a mini-sode. It'll be a Geek Bros mini-sode, and we'll discuss the three Spider-Men and see who's better. It'll be interesting. It'll be a good little webumentary.
How will you be able to tell us what's better, Spider-Man as the actors playing Spider-Man or actual the Spider-Man? Because remember,
the Spider-Man, okay, the concept, the actor,
the Spider-Man for Tom Holland will beat both the others, the classic Spider-Man and Andrew, because you have these gadgets. He has gadgets. Andrew's really didn't have that much gadgets, and Toby. He had absolutely nothing. Everything was coming out of his body. There was no gadgets on him.
He was a mutant. It came all out of him. That's what she said. But no, we'll get into it. We're going to get it. Look forward to that mini webisode. It's going to be really fun. I can't wait. And of course, get Darth Flex and Garbanzo back and bring them back for that, and we all discuss it. But also,
And yet, those videos will still be released faster than the video scheduled to say.
Because those are smaller and easier.
And yet, they were supposed to be for season two. But we'll carry on.
Listen, no, they're not. Season two, we'll get into this later. I'm sorry, we're digressing. Furthermore, like I said, real quick, when it comes to Spider-Man, I'm excited about the fact that this takes place chronologically after Civil War. We'll get to see a little more aftermath. I think we're going to get a little more, like, you know...
We're going to get more closer. Once we get into the open mic, we get to Spider-Man section. There's a couple things about aftermath that we
Then we'll carry on. Thank you. Listen a little longer for the open mic discussion. Juancho, carry on.
No Pokemon news today.
What?
Yeah, there's nothing whatsoever out there for Pokemon news that I know. I looked and looked and looked. Same thing. Pokemon Go still.
Good. So that means we're finally taking Pokemon off our template, right?
No, definitely.
Somehow,
there's going to be Pokemon news
all the time. Or at least they've been rapping. They heard that the Geek Bros were doing a podcast. They said, we've got to be on this podcast. Release something every week for them to talk about. Somebody slipped.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, no Pokemon.
Video games out this week. Crash Bandicoot did really well. Past weekend, Crash Bandicoot was released. And I was actually watching Twitch. Usually that's what I do. Watch a whole bunch of Twitch. My fiance goes, why are you watching people play video games? Why don't you play video games? But there's something about it that is just so intrigued, which we'll get into it about shows being intrigued.
Juancho watches Twitch and he was asked why. I'm sorry. That tickles me. It tickles me.
And,
carry on.
This kid was playing Crash Bandicoot and he kept dying. He's like, I hate this game. Do you understand that the PS1 Crash Bandicoot was one of the hardest platformer games that I've ever played?
I've never played Crash Bandicoot
and
once.
And it stayed true to its hardcore. It's really hard. It's a really hard platform. It's not forgiving.
Okay, but then can I be justified in believing that this video game touched your childhood?
It actually brought me back to some of my memories in childhood. When I was in elementary school waiting to go home to play Crash Bandicoot. Game was amazing.
Anybody who's just tuning in for the first time or even watching any of our videos, Juancho always, always, always defers to his childhood when it comes to things that we review. Everything touches his childhood in a sensual way, in an innocent way, in a very inappropriate way. Doesn't matter. It always touches his childhood. So that's an inside joke. It's a reoccurring theme every time. Childhood.
So games out this week, Mr. Vibe. Monday, you had Death Squared for the Switch. On Tuesday, you had That's You for the PS4. Wednesday, you had Speedrunner for PS4. Tomorrow, we have Kirby's Blow Up Blast for the 3DS. Very hyped game for Kirby.
Steel Stars going to definitely want that.
ACA, Neo Geo, Metal Slug 2 for the Switch, Vaccine for Switch, Sheffy for Switch, Toby the Secret Mind, PS4, Revenant Saga, Wii U, and for Friday you have Energy Cycle
for Vita,
Ninja Usagamaru, Two Tales of Adventure, Vita, and Save the Ninja Clan for PS4. Out of all those games, I'm excited about Kirby's Blow Up Blast. I haven't done much reading on it, but according, the picture looks great. I love Kirby games.
Because you like how Kirby sucks in all these people, that's what.
Kirby's a pretty fun game.
He loves when Kirby sucks.
I hate him so much. This is what I have to deal with. God dang, I'm going to punch him.
What is Vaccine? What is that supposed to be?
Look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
I want to look it up.
Okay. I'm curious what's Vaccine with Switch. And I didn't know they were still making things for the Wii U. That's interesting. And Vita is the PlayStation Vita, the handheld?
I thought that died, but I guess not.
Vita's still out there, too. Wow, these things are low-key. Very interesting. I guess Kirby's Blow Up Bass gets me. That's the only thing that I recognize. But look up Vaccine real quick. Hurry up. You're taking too long. So at least talk
His internet is running through hamsters. That's probably why it's so slow.
No, it's because he actually plugged his laptop
find
in.
Okay, so basically you have to find a vaccine for your infected friend before the time runs out. But beware, your friends will relapse sooner or later, and you will have to find a new vaccine and randomly rebuild house.
Boring. Okay, moving on.
It's a survival horror story.
It's like Resident Evil without the resident or the evil.
You have to find the vaccine. If not, your zombie friend turns into a zombie.
Wow.
And look at the graphics. Oh my god. It looks like RuneScape Online.
Those look terrible.
Horrible.
Well.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Definitely. It's Open mic discussions.
First on the agenda, we're going to discuss the new Jumanji movie. We're gonna
Which got me out of surprise. When was this?
I heard about it. I heard they were considering rebooting it.
But man, out of nowhere it came out. Oh, here's the trailer.
Out of nowhere. So listen to the trailer. We're going to watch it now, and we're going to discuss it really quickly.
This is a fun group. Welcome to detention. Spencer, Bethany, Fridge, Martha, you're all here for a reason.
Hey, person walking!
You should be thinking about who you are and who you want to be. You'll have plenty of time to figure that out while you're cleaning out the basement.
Are you gonna help or are you too pretty?
I'm too pretty.
Yo, what's this?
A game for those who seek to find a way to leave their world behind. Jumanji. Pick a character and you're that person in the game.
Which one real quick?
I don't think it matters that much.
Whoops. Finbar. Sounds like a badass.
I'll be the curvy genius.
Dr. Smolder Bravestar.
I guess I'm Ruby Roundhouse.
Hardcore Henry. It's The Rock, ladies and gentlemen. The Rock!
Ow. Where's the rest of me?
Kevin Hart and what's his name?
Jack Black. Rich?
Yeah, Frizz, who are you?
Me, Spencer.
Oh shit.
What's up?
Why am I wearing half a shirt and short shorts in the jungle?
I think we got sucked into Jumanji and we become the avatars we chose.
So that means
Bethany?
Oh, wait, Bethany.
Look at it!
I'm an overweight middle-aged man. Oh, I don't have my clarinet, and all I see around here is pollen.
Well, I don't have a top 2 feet of my body.
Damn, that is a man right there. Don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, it's gonna be okay.
This is a video game, which means we all have special skills.
This is not Jumanji.
It's so intense. I, can't even with this place.
Watch your step in here.
What's going on?
Is that Nick Jonas?
What?
That old game machine must have elected you.
Look at that.
You better get in there and save him.
I'm not gonna get in there.
You get in there. Look, I got a backpack. You don't get water with a backpack. Everybody knows that.
Okay, alright.
No. You know the animated series had you go into the jungle, actually.
Did it?
Yes. So I understand why they will do this, because the animated series itself had you go in the jungle.
The charm of the original Jumanji was that these things came out of the game into the real world.
But this isn't a remake. This is just a new Jumanji.
No, this is a remake. This is a reboot. Instead of it being a board game, it's an old school video game, and you get sucked into the jungle. So how is this Jumanji? Are they rolling the dice? I didn't see anybody roll any dice in this. I didn't see anybody play any games in this.
The animated series didn't have... Well, it had the board game, but still, you sucked into the jungle itself.
But then it's not Jumanji. Then this is just a jungle friggin' movie. They might as well just call it something else.
Let it be Jumanji.
No,
Jumanji.
Man, I'm sorry.
I liked it.
The charm of Jumanji, the reason why they won, for the nostalgic value, it's not for the cartoon, it was for the original movie. The original movie was about they're playing a board game or a game, and whatever they landed on happened in the real world, and we enjoyed the fact that...
Do you think this movie is actually going to do good?
Absolutely not. This thing is going to tank like Baywatch did, guaranteed.
The Mummy.
Or The Mummy. I'm sorry. Example. These reboots with these higher actors, they expect it to go well, and it just doesn't. And I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
But when I saw this trailer, I said, no. And furthermore, I love me some Kevin Hart. But if Kevin Hart is trying to pretend like he's playing a kid, he just sounds like himself. You see what I'm saying? He's not playing a character. He's playing himself. So the person who got sucked in as Kevin Hart, the taller black kid, is now just, doing his own rendition of Kevin Hart? You see what I'm trying to say?
No.
Look, he's supposed to be playing the big jock.
Yeah, but okay? He ended up...
He ended up being the small little guy. Right. But listen to it. He's not, Kevin Hart's not playing a kid sucked into that role. Hart's playing himself.
Yeah, that is his own character. Yes,
right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like he's playing. I mean, okay, The Rock is like, don't cry. Okay, you can tell he's playing off the fact.
But
he's
because
a kid, so.
Remember the kid was a jock, so I understand why Kevin Smith.
Kevin Hart's playing Kevin Hart again, and I think that's a problem for me because I'm just like, okay, I'm just watching Kevin Hart playing Kevin Hart.
Well,
he's supposed
Kevin
to be a character.
Hart plays Kevin Hart. Even when the movie, where's the movie that he played with The Rock as well, that he was.
True, but either way, he shows some heart in it. But at least you expect that from him. But if he's going to play, he's supposed to be pretending to be a jock, a high school jock, trapped in a half a person, right, or half his size, adult in the jungle. You would think he would act a little less Kevin Hart and a little more like that jock. Even though Jock's going to pretend like he's hardcore, he's not going to be hardcore and sound like Kevin Hart is when he's on the stage.
Very true.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say. But I'm not excited about Welcome to the Jungle. I don't
Welcome
really like
to
it at
the
all.
Jungle.
I'm very disappointed in this
Welcome
trailer.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Vibe states it. I'm saying it right here on July, whatever today it is, Wednesday.
July 5th,
Wednesday. Jumanji will tank because it doesn't have that value. It's not there. It's not going to be as fun as the original one. It just looks like it's going to be a romp through the jungle. They might as well just call it Welcome to the Jungle and not Jumanji. They're using the as like they took Jumanji and said let's reboot it, but have no resemblance to the original material, and just throw it out there. At least the Ghostbusters remake, even though there was a lot of hate about it, it still felt like Ghostbusters, even though it was all female class.
Yeah,
that felt right. This doesn't feel right. There's nothing. It just. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. I'm getting upset. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I really like the original one. I'm sorry.
So much anger. Moving on to the Inhumans.
All right, so Marvel's released.
Well, before we go into the movie, the Inhumans trailer, did you know that the guy who plays the king and the queen are cousins?
Are you talking about the characters? Or are you
yes,
talking about
the
in,
characters.
In real life?
The characters.
Okay.
Are cousins. The king can't speak. So in this trailer, you're going to be like, you're going to kill me with my voice. The king can't speak because if he speaks, he can kill somebody because of his power.
Well, let's watch the trailer and then let's get into that. Let's watch the trailer and get into that. Okay, guys.
I just wanted to let you know that they're cousins and they're married and they have children.
Are they going to play up on that? They didn't play up on Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
And actually, the children are actually Quicksilver. I think Quicksilver is one of the childs of them.
In which continuity? Isn't Quicksilver supposed to be the Magneto's offspring?
Let's
get into it, then we're going to discuss it. Inhumans!
Sooner or later, the humans are going to find us up here.
Is that the moon?
You should have known this day was coming.
Divergent.
Freedom for all Inhumans. Are you going to use your voice to kill your only brother?
Stop it! What was that?
What the?
They're on Earth! Oh, look, it was the green guy. It was from Dragon Ball.
We will not let anyone or anything stop us. We will create our destiny. Nothing can keep us from being free.
Inhumans.
Alrighty, so let me give you some story about the Inhumans.
Excuse me. Okay.
Detergent gas is what creates the Inhumans' power. So before the there was human. They were actually.
Well, you know, I know this because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. covered this.
Correct.
Right, but from the Kree. Kree made experiments on human beings.
Using the Terrigen gas.
Exactly.
And those who were able to get the power became inhumans, and those who didn't became some weird morph something.
Well, in the Marvel Universe, they don't get morphed.
Let's break down the trailer.
They become dust.
You saw the dog.
I did.
The dog is CGI abomination. The dog is able. It's actually big like that in the comic books, and it's able to travel. As long as you're next to him, he's able to take you anywhere.
Okay.
So that's why you saw him go from the place where they are into Earth.
Okay.
So
all right.
He has that ability. Now, they did keep true to the power of the king that he can actually speak, because if not, he will blow the sonic powers out.
Okay.
Actually, the queen, Medusa, actually speaks for him, because they're able to communicate in some way, some telepathical way. She understands them.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you think they are really going to go that route for the series? That he's not going to talk the entire series?
Well, did you see him talk 1 second? You saw him open his mouth and
he blasts off, but I don't know. Can they pull that off?
I'm pretty sure they can. It's Marvel.
I don't know.
And it looks like a good series. I'm excited.
No, I'm not excited at all. It's got a Divergent meets, and I think it's feeling like they're stealing the storyline from Loki and Thor. And what is it? His brother is.
But the storyline originally was the brother betrayed, I forgot his name. The king actually kills his brother in the comic books. I'm not 100% sure, but I did.
Spoiler alert:
the brother does kill him.
Juan Cho doesn't like comic books. But it looks okay. I'm not thrilled about it. I don't know how this is going to mesh well with the fact that they already brought up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And
I think it's going to be good.
You think so? Why do you think so?
Because it's going to bring now more of its own Marvel universe into its own TV shows, just like Arrow and Flash.
I don't know. I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has touched on a lot. It touched on LMD. It touched on Hydra.
There's
it touched on Agent Carter. It touched on Inhumans.
A picture out. I forgot to save it. Where it actually breaks down how to see the Marvel movies so far.
Oh, yeah.
And there's tells you, see this episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, the breakdown.
But remember, Inhumans was supposed to be its own movie.
Correct.
And now it's a TV show.
And why do we think that is?
Maybe because of the continuity of the MCU. Where are you going to fit the Inhumans?
They're already fitting the Inhumans. They were fitting them into what it was supposed to be next year, and they took them off. So, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Speaking of, and I go back to the whole Divergent series. The final Divergent movie is no longer going to be a movie. They're downgrading it to a TV special.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why the original actors aren't going to be in it anymore. But that's because it wasn't making the money.
Yeah.
So what... Marvel's been taking risks. This is just a natural risk to go through. Why is Doctor Strange less of a risk than the Inhumans? Or is it really because of the infighting between Marvel Studios and Marvel TV division, and because Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. brought up the Inhumans, that they said, might as well just give you the whole property?
Yeah, most likely.
You know what I'm saying? They live in the same world, but there's still, in my opinion, no synergy between the Netflix universe, the TV universe, and the MCU itself. There is no synergy. And that's my biggest concern.
Well, we'll see. And that's going to transition me over to saying, talking about earlier today, you said Spider-Man has, what is it called? You said something about Spider-Man.
Yep.
No, you don't remember.
No, I don't. What?
Let's leave it like this. Spider-Man is going to kickstart a new chapter for the MCU after it, after Avengers 4, after the 22 movie arc.
How so?
It was already confirmed by Kevin Feige that the 22 movie arc, that arc is going to end in Avengers 4.
And
it's going to, and right 2 months after, the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming is going to lead into the new superheroes coming in for the Marvel.
Right, but there's no more phases after this. There's no more phases
after the 22 movie arc. There's not going to be, well, barely phase 4 or 5, whatever that phase is in 2019.
But they're not calling it phases anymore.
They're getting
rid of it.
They're getting rid of it.
Okay.
I think when we start getting to that, I think once the phases end, I think they maybe might incorporate more of the TV shows into that world now that they can.
But why?
Why not?
But what is the concept of what does the concept of the phases have anything to do with being able to incorporate the TV universe into the
because already the
movie
maybe the phases, the 22, like I said, 22 movie arcs already been written. Why rewrite something that's already makes sense?
How so? When they decided to do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they knew that this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was going to be a slow burn until Winter Soldier, because Winter Soldier was going to shake everything up. They wrote that into the script. They had to wait, and they had a slow burn.
Maybe they changed the math.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But I understand that you say that Spider-Man's going to start, but from my understanding, Sony and Marvel only have a three-picture deal, and that's it. So they get two Spider-Man sequels after this, and
maybe
that's it.
Maybe they'll be able to extend the Spider-Man.
Well, I don't know, because apparently there's some confusion whether or not what's branching off from Spider-Man with Venom and Black Cat and whatever, if those movies are going to be in the MCU, and apparently they're not going to be in the MCU, and I guarantee they're not going to perform as well as the MCU movies. And I'm under the impression that Marvel said, no, you can't put these in the MCU. You gave us Spider-Man. Do whatever you want. We'll help. But, oops. Sorry, guys. But I don't foresee this working out like this. And I'm telling you right now, we're not going to have a Spider-Man in the MCU after 2020 or whatever it is.
I'm pretty sure we will.
Okay. Sure we will. Well, if we're still around doing this in 2020, this is Vibe saying that we will only have three Spider-Man incarnations, at least solo movies. He may pop in and out, and then that's it. Sony will say, no, we want him back. You guys did well. Thank you so much.
No, we'll see. And talking about Spider-Man, reviews. Come on, Vibe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so early reviews of Spider-Man.
Spoilers!
No, where do you see spoilers?
I don't know. I just want to say spoilers.
So, we do have some stuff. Some of the reviews that we got from RottenTomatoes.com. It says that Spider-Man Homecoming is an adolescent in all the right ways, limber, reckless, full of youthful brio and uncertainty. That's supposed to be a good comment?
I'm
not sure. It says, this third time around is another comment. This third time's the charm in Marvel's pantheon of Spider-Man portrays. Tobey Maguire was pretty good. Andrew Garfield was so-so. I don't know why they say that. But Holland, well, when you've got it, you've got it. That's good news.
Now, I like Mr. Holland, because when he was... Have you seen the lip sync battles when he actually portrayed Rihanna's? Man, he can play characters well.
I didn't say I don't watch that. I'm sorry.
You need to watch that. Just
because I don't like lip sync battles. I've never watched it.
You gotta watch it. He plays those characters pretty well.
Another review. The movie is bubbly and eager as Spider-Man. Oh, sorry. As Peter himself. But a little more... Was that efficient?
Efficient.
It designs its action sequences around character and story, a rare thing in comic book blockbusters. Really? Lets the actors act during climactic action pieces. Okay. The fifth best superhero film so far this year. Still pretty darn good. All right. Positive.
Yeah, positive.
I mean, there's two negatives. I like to read the two negatives that I can find. Okay. I will read those. One negative is the movie lacks inspiration.
Sorry, I have to stop because I want to enjoy what JJ said.
That's what. For those who will see us on, even if you don't see us, basically, I put up a picture on social media of me with my niece holding a baby carriage on my chest, and I'm posing and I'm all excited. So they're making fun of me, saying it's what?
It's my
action figure, apparently, because you know. I'm black and I have kids. I don't know. So, all right, moving on. The first negative comment says, this movie lacks inspiration. Even the big twist is more worthy of a suppressed chuckle than a dropped jaw. Twist. I can't wait. It's like something pulled out of a bad soap opera. Interesting. Interesting. I think, though, the soap opera aspect was more in the Andrew Garfield one.
Yeah.
The whole mystery and, you know, that was kind of soap opera-y.
But this one doesn't. There's no mystery. His friends know who he is. They know what's going on, and yeah.
So the other negative one says the movie breaks no new ground, and action sequences that were intended to be thrilling, such as epic battles on the Statlander ferry, just sit there in the screen, incapable of stirring a single pulse. But content in their competence. Sorry, guys. So what do you think? It sounds like they're nitpicking.
They're very nitpicking. How much? Okay, Spider-Man has really, really great action scenes, but Spider-Man is. It's like a jokester of Marvel, if I'm wrong.
He's a sarcastic a-hole, in my opinion. I mean, the jokester, the court jester of Marvel is Deadpool, in my opinion.
Correct.
But so when it comes to quipping, snarky, sarcastic, arrogant, a little.
And you can see this in his movie. He's arrogant. He's like, I want to be just like you. Then why, you know, that scene where he's talking to
Thomas Clark.
You see sometimes of the arrogance. You see that.
I see it coming apart. He seems more whiny right now.
Exactly.
But that's only because he's coming into his own. But I can see how that, just like how Anakin went from whiny to badass. He's a little whiny. I don't want to be a kid. I'm really good. And when he starts getting into his own, he will become arrogant. He will become cocky. He will become more sarcastic like he is.
But that's Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, that is him.
And even, you know, the Spider-Man relates me too much to the animated series. I don't know if you watch it on Netflix, the animated series, the Spider-Man.
The original?
No, the one on Netflix right now.
No. The only Spider-Man series I ever watched was the original that's connected to X-Men.
Yeah, it's Amazing Spider-Man. It's on Netflix. Watch one episode. You can see the Spider-Man, how it relates to the one in the movies right now.
Okay, I will check it out, and if Juancho reminds me, and he bring it back up, I'll give you guys a review of how I feel about that first episode of Netflix Spider-Man thingy stuff.
You know what I feel like having?
Chimichanga?
You know what I feel like having, Vibe? Vibe, give me some Tiny Rick Pickle! Or Pickle Rick!
Pickle Rick! That's a horrible transition, by the way, between
Pickle Rick!
Pickle Rick, guys. Okay, so that's my cue. We're moving on. we're rolling through this pretty fast there, Vibe. Slow it down. All right. We recently got released the...
Explain how this was released before we click on the trailer. Actually, no, let's play the trailer and let's get into how...
Okay, well, that's what I was giving a beginning. The trailer was released, the official trailer of season 3 of Rick and Morty, and it was very interesting, and then that led to a confabulation of things afterwards. But let's listen to the trailer, let's react to it, and then we're going to talk. We got like 4 segments to talk about. And begin.
Morty!
Rick, where are you?
On my workbench, Morty.
Are you invisible and you're gonna, like, fart on me?
Flip the pickle over. Turn myself into a pickle, Morty! I'm Pickle Rick!
Pickle Rick!
Bonker.
He's choking someone.
Rick?
Sorry. I can wait for this to wrap up. Don't let me distract you.
I wake up every day, it's a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep.
Pickle Rick,
I'm shallow, but I'm in too deep. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Welcome to the darkest year of our adventures.
Okay, but not because you told me to.
Getting darker.
We're being called to assemble by the Vindicators!
I refuse to answer a literal call to adventure, Morty. Let it go to voicemail.
I can call that progress.
She's huge!
And normal.
Everything okay here?
Mind your own goddamn business, Gene!
Show this smart could be this stupid. Rick and Morty.
Takes more than that to kill Rick and Morty. This might do it. Run, Morty.
Only on Adult Swim.
Woo!
So we got a release date of July 30th. So this trailer came out on the live stream that was on last Thursday.
Okay, so was it last Thursday or last Friday? I think it was last Friday.
Yeah, I think last Friday.
All right, last week, basically, there was a panel discussion, Adult Swim panel discussion for Rick and Morty with the creators, one of the voice actors, and one of the artists.
One of the storyboard artists.
Storyboard artist. Right.
Very cute, by the way.
Yes, she was. So call us.
And drinking sake? Beer. They were drinking beer.
They were drinking something.
They were drinking beer.
Was it beer?
Yeah, sake. It's a Mexican beer.
Okay, they were drinking something. In that, they did some skits. They did some... Let's break it down. You caught it in the beginning.
I loved that whole show. They were actually, talking, I caught it right off when it started.
I know you did, because I was editing, and Juancho was like, listen, Jay, you know, vibe. Sorry. You know, this is so much fun, you gotta watch it. But I'm editing. He goes, no, man, you don't get it. All I got was,
while they were talking, the creators was writing a story, so you actually see him typing up a story while the other guy is talking, and it was like reading. I'm like, oh my god, this is like really good.
It was a mess because the idea was that one of the creators, I think it was Dan Harmon, yeah. I don't know, and he would write the script, and then the other guy would do the voices of Rick and Morty.
He played really well voices too.
So when he played when he did the voices. The voices that he was doing it off the top of his head, while the other guy was writing a story independent from it. So you're reading a story that's different from what he was saying.
Were you able to watch the one when he the Convivians?
Yeah, yeah, no, I was
with,
in it.
With
I
the
was
pecs,
in it.
And then he's like, "No, let me make it better." And he drew them penis with a big muscular chest and a little curl on the top.
There was a part where there was an interactive session where the creators asked the audience to give them a name and a description of a new alien species for this. He was just doing off the cuff writing of an episode they were going to just act out in front. And so when he called somebody, the guy was kind of just like, "Oh, I don't know what to call them." And eventually they come up with something. And that's what it's, the Kofifians. Who what was it again? What was the joke?
They have penis hands.
No, it was something else though. Kofifians because of something else.
Oh, their pecs. Oh, their muscular pecs.
Yeah, muscular pecs. And it was really fun. It was very, very interesting to watch them do quick storyboard sketches as quickly as they can, and their panel was just as discombobulated as the episode seemed. Like, you could tell where it comes from.
Now, do you think the buzz was created to get everybody hyped?
Okay,
because
so
when you saw them there,
you gotta break it down though. What are you referring to exactly?
Because when you saw them there, I love this guy.
No, hold on, get back to
okay. There was news saying that there were cancellation because of this disagreement.
Correct.
There
was an article, right?
Because of disagreement
between the creators,
and that the show was going to get canceled.
Correct. And by the time I got on to try and read it, the article was gone.
But even before that one, they said that there was the season 3 was delayed because of
an infighting and
exactly
of how one person wanted to take it one way, one person wanted to take it another way. Okay.
When
carry on.
Did the live stream, they seemed different. The guy's like, "I love this guy." And then it makes me wonder, it's like, was all this a publicity stunt to try to get buzz for it?
Well, and so Juancho and I talked about it, and what he's trying to say, what he is implying is that all that buzz about infighting or it's going to be canceled, just like how they did the April Fool's joke where they threw it out there, but it really was the real episode. Was it that they were delaying the tactic, or, you know, because they were behind, or was it because they were actually real problems with the productions? Juancho, do you believe that they had real problems?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, because the way that they seemed, it flows like water in waves. Like,
exactly.
The synergy. You can tell the synergy was
over. You guys realize that my new word is synergy? I've been using it now. The synergy and the chemistry between them two was solid. And so I told Juan, I said, "Juancho, jeez." He said, "We're so open here. We're using our real names." I told Juancho, I said, "Juancho, let's look at about us. What recently, Juancho and I had a really big disagreement when it came to the not so comedy roast of him that was inspired by the Geek Girls Cosmos drinking, right? And the original, the episode that's out now is a heavily edited version of the original episode because Juancho thought he went too far. Which and if you listen to what we're talking about, this it sounds very familiar to what that audience said. He thought that the episode went too far. Me and the co-host Starflex didn't believe so. In the end, we came to a compromise. He didn't want the video up. I wanted the video up. In the end, I edited it down and we let the video go. What you have to understand is that at one point I told Juancho to quit the show. That's how heated this discussion was. But look, we're here now, we're talking. We even heard us, actually we did a podcast with right after the argument, and you heard us, you even brought it up, we'd have any problems. So I actually I believe that it was true. I believe that maybe they did have infighting, maybe they did have a disagreement about where it goes, but because they are so close, like me and you are, that once they came to a conclusion, it was, that's it.
I'm pretty sure.
That's what I believe.
And we were only going to get 10 episodes out of this, so 10 episodes for this season 3.
How many episodes do you usually get?
10, 12?
I think it is, yeah, it's about 12. That. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for season 3. The trailer showed a lot. Pickle Rick, the new Tiny Rick. I wish they would have brought Tiny Rick back, but that's okay. I will do with Pickle Rick. You know why? Because Juancho loves
Pickle Rick. Pickle Rick. What do you have any hopes or expectations from season
3? I hope that they continue the... I hate Jerry. I'm sorry.
You don't like Jerry?
I freaking hate Jerry.
I think Jerry's the most normal of all of them. Let's be reasonable. Jerry freaks out.
And I feel bad for what they did to Jerry last season. that they're like, oh, spoilers. They're going for the new upcoming episode that they're going to get a divorce. Him and
yes, Beth.
And Beth are going to get a divorce. And right before the episode, let me I'll go talk to him to make sure that he actually leaves the house.
Yeah, let me go tend to Jerry so he doesn't change his mind. That was so bad.
I'm like, I feel bad, and you only see him a couple of scenes where they're in the roller coaster.
Yeah,
and it's really crazy what Rick actually told him. It's like, I created it. I did this on purpose to get Rick, Jerry out of our lives because he betrayed me. Where did it take Jerry's character? How will he develop? Will he become more of a badass now that he will be still be the whiny character that we love, which I hate?
I like his character. I think he's the most normal character of all of them. Why? Because he is a normal guy put in an impossible situation with both his failing marriage, his bougie daughter, his borderline mentally challenged son, and then to make things worse, you bring back his stepfather, who is bat-ish crazy and going on all these weird things and influencing his wife even more so.
Stepfather or father-in-law?
Did I say stepfather? Yeah, father-in-law. Sorry, I meant father-in-law. Brings the father-in-law in, and it's like, you're throwing gasoline on a fire. He's reacting normal. I
feel bad for him because the season 3's first episode ended of him losing his job.
Yes,
he was already jobless as it was. He was so happy in his first job, saying he was like excited that he kept getting promotions. And then
when he was in the simulation. Yeah. Oh,
no, not the simulation. The new one, the one where he's actually promoted.
Oh,
six
right,
times.
because he was the alien.
You end his job again.
Yes.
You ruined his marriage completely this time. What is Jerry Elf has to
do? Jerry's their whipping boy.
Would he be going back to Jerry's worlds where all the Jerrys live together?
Look at it this way. Remember during the Meeseeks episode?
Yeah.
Jerry's the only one that said, maybe we shouldn't play with this. This is not a good idea. Okay? and they do it anyway.
And what happened to the episode? That episode went bonkers.
It went bonkers. Oh, and it was his fault. It was bonkers. I think that Jerry is their whipping boy. It's the writer's whipping boy. And I feel really bad for him. He's going to blow his brains out. I bet he's going to blow his brains out and... because Beth actually, oh my god, really loves him. She tanks. She spirals. And then guess what? Rick is going to be like, oh my god, she really does need him. I got to go to another universe, grab a new Jerry and bring him over. Guarantee it.
New dimension?
Yep, I guarantee it. I guarantee you that we're gonna actually see it. They're codependent. It's obvious.
Yeah.
We're going to see
him. But they are, because even in that episode where they're going through the counseling,
yes,
they work well
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they need each other. Yeah. They hate each other, they hate that they love
really
each other.
But I really hate how much the poor guy. Poor Jerry.
I think, what I'm hoping for season 3 is I want them to get back to that arc with that Master Smart Morty. I want to know a little more about that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay? Yes, I know that there's, that dream sequence where he lost, he lied and said he lost his ladies, whatever. And there's other things about that are...
Wait, are you talking about the arc when... I'm trying to think what arc.
It's not an arc, really, but I mean...
Which episode?
Remember when Rick was killing other Ricks and they pinned it on C-130?
Yes,
Rick,
yes.
And then in the end, it was really a Morty with the eye patch on. I want to know more about him.
In the comic books, they actually emphasize a little bit more about that character.
Did they?
Yes.
And those comic books are canon?
Well,
or no?
I don't know. I have to find out. But one of the comic book issues, graphic novel, too, there's a complete storyline of the evil Morty. And how he wanted to kill the Rick and actually tricks him into coming there to kill the Rick. And it's up to the Morty to take over kill the evil...
Oh no! I hope that's just a story. I hope that's not real because I really want to know the backstory.
I have the book in
there's
my car.
There's so many things.
I'll bring it to you right now.
Oh,
after.
You do?
Yeah, I have the book.
Really?
In my car.
I didn't know that. No, I really hope so because I think there's a story there. I think that Morty's is Rick's original, the Rickiest Rick, his original Morty. I think that's what it was. But I hope they bring him back. I want to see more about that. And I want to go to Dog Planet or Dog Universe. I just for a little bit. Even if they have a chase scene where they're running through universes, run through the Dog Universe. Please. I want to see it. And I want to see Mr. What's his name? Fluffykins? Snowball? Whatever. I just want to see.
Snowball is a robot.
I want to go to that planet and I want to see that dimension. And I want to see it. I want to see like a big dogtopia as they run through it. And then I want to be like, Morty, what are you doing? And then he runs away. No time now, Snowball, and runs away. So that's my hopes.
So after the streaming ended, which I thought, okay, there was a weird like interruption of the show that is on Adult Swim Online called Blood Feast. What the fuck was that? I'm sorry, Christine, but what the hell, man? What show? What? It's like you can't stop watching yet. You're still asking questions. It's like, what the hell is this?
A train wreck, ladies and gentlemen. Blood Feast, if anybody watched that, and let me tell you right now, if there's any time I want you guys to comment and tell us if you watched this, this is the thing. I want to know if you guys stayed after to watch Blood Feast. I need to know this because I didn't know what I was watching. Okay,
the guy was spitting on his nipples as the show was going on. They're yelling at each other. You're yelling at the people They were taking calls. And the weird thing about this was during the time that they were taking calls, there was a part that they were Skyping. And the kids that you expect to Skype are older kids, like maybe above 18, 19. They had this adolescent girls call in, and it felt very weird. And I was at one point saying, what the hell am I watching? What is the purpose of this show? And during the time that the people were talking, they were like humping this horse, like this like stuffed horse, and talking about the fan art. And yet the fan art heart like this like weird like pornographic. Some of them had this weird pornographic to it.
Pornographic. Sorry, guys, I have to leave the thing. I have a runny nose.
I was very confused for this episode.
A special episode after party. It was... It's like looking at a mangled car wreck and you know somebody got hurt, but you can't stop but slow down and stare at it in its awe. That's what it reminded me of. I remember Juancho and I were texting back and forth and we were just saying, W2F, WTF, WTF, what is that? Did he just do that?
We literally was spitting on his nipple.
Guys, I was editing.
And like, it was a loogie. It wasn't like a big... Okay. It was like hanging.
No, don't just... But they didn't just do that. They zoomed in, a tight zoom in.
To his nipple. To his areola.
Okay? You saw nipple and saliva. Nipple and saliva. What the freak, man?
And at one point, he had his belt off?
I don't know. You see, Juancho, by the time the tween, I don't know, she looked like she was 16 or 17. By the time she came on Skype, I kind of tuned out by then. By then I was like, okay, you know what? Now I'm getting uncomfortable. Let me go back to editing. Because unlike with the Rick and Morty special, I was editing simultaneously. I was telling Juancho how different it was. I've never edited without pure silence. I don't know. I can't multitask when it comes to editing. But this time was the first time I edited. And I edited a full video.
Yeah.
But with this, I stopped like... silent. I stopped. I couldn't edit. I couldn't look. I just.
It was so intriguing.
And like, the only thing that knocked me out of it was Juan. Joe.
There was no commercials during this online. It was people calling in and hanging up. It's like
calling, hanging up. I think that I hear somebody saw. It was live. So you can actually text live. Somebody was like, somebody said the N word on it, and I didn't hear it. But they said somebody whispered it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like I've never seen anything like it. It was just so freaky. Oh my god. But by all means, guys, I would love to know what you guys thought. Please comment.
I will never watch that show again. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Please comment on our website. Send us an email at the fan email, vibrovstudios@gmail.com. Let's have a discussion on this, and I'd love to read some of you guys' reactions on the air next week of Blood Feast and what you guys thought about it and what your favorite part about was it. Did you even watch it? Was there a favorite part about it? Let us know. Let's have a discussion about this, because that was something else.
Very true.
Woo!
Now, moving forward
to something a little less crazy.
There's been new pictures released of the Infinity War set, and I was going to show Vibe. Are we going to get a new Iron Man suit?
I thought we were going to get a new Iron Man suit.
Well, that's some of the prototype for the Iron Man suit, and there's a picture of him don't looks like Tony Stark. Maybe it's his stunt double.
Yeah,
half piece of Iron Man. The rest is I don't know the name of that.
What does the CGI stuff?
The CGI suit, and then you have Darth, and you have Doctor Strange.
You have Darth. Well, yeah, Darth. You have Darth Strange. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, you have Doctor Strange.
Darth Strange.
I like this suit.
I mean, from what you can see, I mean, I don't really know what I'm looking at. I mean, it's just
pictures for the set. I mean, come on, it's pumping you up for Infinity.
I get you. I'm just saying that I mean, most of the Iron Man suits all kind of look the same to me. You know, I think the one that stood out the most to me was the suitcase one. That one stood the most.
That's
out
nice.
To me.
Yes.
That Iron Man suit, but it looks good. Are you excited about?
I'm excited for Infinity War. I can't wait for this movie to come. I want to see who dies.
That's all he wants. He wants some closure finally. He wants people to actually. He wants some Marvel consequences. That's what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate. I had posed a question to you last week when you had given me a long list of games coming out, and we had a huge concentration of games coming out last Tuesday. And I asked you randomly, why Tuesday? It doesn't make any sense to me. You said you'd get back to me. Mm-hmm. So, Juancho, why Tuesday?
Do you remember the console war, Sega versus Nintendo?
Yes.
In 91.
Yes.
There was a hit game on Sega. What game was that?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
Correct. For marketing purposes, the game, to be Nintendo, they wanted to release this game on a Tuesday to make it Sonic Tuesday.
Oh!
And because of that day, not only does video game industries do DVD movies, CDs movies, release on Tuesday.
So Sega's legacy is the release of notable games, notable movies, on a Tuesday.
Correct.
Wow.
That's the reason why.
I won't even lie to you. I didn't expect you were going to give me an answer. I thought you were going to give me something really crappy. That's a really detailed answer.
Yes.
Guys, I want to give a round of applause.
Woo!
Okay, to Juancho. That was a really good answer. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, Sonic Tuesday, and that's the reason why.
Uh-huh.
Come to me, guys. I looked
at
the list.
Because it was a sequel.
Yes.
So, Sonic Tuesday.
It worked. And that's the legacy. Well, so Sega said...
So because of punnery? Because of a punnery?
Yes.
Left it.
Yeah, it became traditional. I guess that makes sense. I like that. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Sonic Tuesday. Live it, learn it, Sega. So, you have unfortunate news for us.
Yes, more. Oh. Star Wars trailer will not be at San Diego Comic-Con.
Boo. Why not?
Because there won't be.
Okay.
There will be some type of...
Will there be one attached to Spider-Man?
No.
Darn it.
There will be one, I think, a back screening or something like that at Disney 23.
So D23, do you think that's going to be where they're going to release the next trailer?
I don't think they're going to be releasing trailer. I think they'll be releasing a little bit more about the movie's concept at the back.
But
the back.
Movie comes out this December.
Yeah.
We're in July.
I think, like I said, they will release back end information on it on July, on this, the D23, but they won't release it until probably mid-August, September.
That's a little late. September, October, November, December, that's four or five months.
Disney's special.
You have
to understand Disney. Disney is very special. They really hold things tight.
Understandable.
When I mean tight, is like... super tight.
I like it tight, but that's not the point. That's not the point, though. The point is that there's a teaser, and then about four months.
We'll be seeing one soon. I think the is there any sporting events coming up? I think we might see one soon at either a sporting, like they usually do, big trailers. They either do it during a big TV event or a movie. Thor Ragnarok is not going to come out till November, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have already a trailer out by then. I'm just trying to think where would Disney fit a trailer.
I think in front of Spider-Man, which is one of the most interesting movies.
Hopefully, I doubt it.
I want to go to that movie with you tomorrow. I want to sit there and I want to see Lucasfilm pop up. I'm going to go yes. Okay, so, you guys can't see my face on the camera right now. At least if you're not tuning in and watching the video, like, yes! Okay? That's what we want now.
And talking about Disney's, how special Disney is. Vibe, go ahead. Tell me more about this force of destiny.
Okay,
and
so,
the theory of the geek culture.
Okay,
behind it.
So here's the thing. I knew Forces of Destiny was coming out as an XD show. It's about the heroines of Star Wars. There's going to be a little an anthology series. It's going to be on YouTube, and it's going to be appearing on Disney XD as a whole thing. Think the original Clone Wars cartoons, the little sound bites. Think about that, but, you know, shorter, but on YouTube, and then it comes together. Same concept. So, I was no interested. I wasn't going to look at it until I saw a theory from the fanboys out there. And before I get into that, we're gonna run the trailer, and then I'm going to talk about...
I haven't seen the trailer, so I'm really pumped.
All right. Forces of Destiny, Disney XD. That's her real voice.
Oh, really?
That's really Rey.
Nice.
How did I find you? I'm just lucky, I guess.
And it's also supposed to be canon.
Who threw that?
I suggest you pick on someone your own size.
Is that her voice too?
That's her voice too.
Oh, man.
The data tape of Imperial base locations.
Well, of course, that's not Leia's voice.
No. I mean, Princess. I mean,
Sabine.
Leia. Stormtroopers, the choices we make, the actions we take.
Whose voice is that?
Carrie Fisher? Ahsoka?
Shape us into forces of destiny.
That's Maz Kanata.
Yeah. It's already out.
Yeah, it's already out. There's a couple of...
Actions.
Oops, sorry, guys.
Now... Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, they got the real... See what happens? It vibrates. I'm sorry, guys. My thingy fell and...
These little Mario things that I got vibe.
I put them on top of the subwoofer thingy and it vibrates right off the table. Mm-hmm. I apologize to those watching this because they've seen me get up like 18 times. One time was to fix something. One time was to get tissue because my nose is runny. And now I have to pick up myself. This is not professional. I apologize.
But go ahead. Keep telling
sorry,
me.
Sorry. So, Forces of Destiny, right? The focusing on the female of Star Wars. Great, right? Wrong. Apparently to a theory for some fanboys out there, they are concerned that, or they accuse Kathleen Kennedy of promoting a feminist agenda in Star Wars. That, and they cite Forces of Destiny, they cite Star Wars and Force Awakens, and they cite Rogue One as them being female-centric as their protagonist, as their lead protagonist, and that is taken away from the spirit of Star Wars, which primarily was men, as you
now,
can tell.
Now, here's the thing that you said, that Kathleen Kennedy is the president of LucasArts.
Yes.
Correct?
Lucasfilms,
which is owned by Disney.
Yes.
Correct? Now, have you ever been to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
No.
In Disney World?
No.
You don't remember?
Never
yes, you
been.
Did. You went in with me when we went to my engagement. You forgot. There's a part in the...
Wow, you guys saw how he just called me out like that? He's like, yes, you did. You forgot. Moving on.
In the ride, there's a part where...
Don't you ever talk to me like that again.
They're selling
ever.
The woman.
Uh-huh.
Like back in the days.
Okay.
Which is actually historically correct.
Right.
Disney's going to remove that part. To remove the woman from being sold, and they're going to actually do auction off.
Okay. Items. Okay.
I don't think it's much of Kathleen Kennedy. Mostly Disney itself.
Wrong. Disney bought Marvel. Is Marvel hard pressed shoving female heroines in our face? No, we still have to wait for Captain Marvel. DC beat them out to a heroine.
Very true.
So you can't blame Disney. At all.
I think I can blame you somewhat Disney.
So, no, Disney's probably more like, yeah, heck yeah, we're all about princesses and stuff. But cite Marvel. Marvel has still been all heavy men. And Marvel was beaten out by DC, but to get the first female heroine out in the movie theaters. I'm not saying that there's a feminist agenda with Star Wars and Kathleen Kennedy. But for you to say that it's Disney's fault, I say no. Because then we would have seen it translated into Marvel first. Disney, Marvel, just like Star Wars, was a very male-dominated area, and that's where the money was coming from. Now they're tapping into the female demographic for Star Wars. Fantastic. But now they're going kind of ham. They're going heavy. The four new properties out is Rebels. okay, the lead is a guy. But guess what? Now they're splitting it off to where both Sabine and Ezra are the main characters.
Correct.
Okay? You know, instead of just being Ezra. Then you've got Rogue One, Jyn Erso. She was the main. You have Force Awakens.
And not only that, the books itself. You have a Captain Phasma book.
Yep.
You're going to have a Captain Phasma comic book out. Yes. So
you got Rebel Rising. You have Bloodline. You have, you know,
even in Battlefront.
Yes.
The main lead is a woman.
There you go. And let's be reasonable. If you watch, if you listen to the aftermath,
and don't get us wrong, we're not saying we're against it.
No, it's just we're finding his validity. We're trying to see where he's validating his claims. We're finding his evidence. Because and one more thing, you read the aftermath books,
correct?
Who was the main in the aftermath books? Well, I forget her name, but it was Snap Wexley's mother. She was the leader. Another powerful character was also the female assassin.
It's not like we said Marvel. And I don't know if it's Disney, but for example, we were going back because Luke Cage was a great example. Shoving down
the Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter concept. Yes,
correct.
And that was hammering it.
And right now in our culture or our society right now, the top thing is minority issues.
Yes.
Feminism.
Yes.
Color.
Actually, speaking of that, you guys should see our feminism discussion in the Geek Bros, Geek Girls crossover. We actually brought about it up in there too.
So, they're capitalizing on it?
They are. But can you also say, though, that the fanboys concept isn't unfounded? It's true. They're hammering a lot of things. You could also look at it this way. A lot of the original materials focus on men. Lots of men in the original prequel and in the original trilogy itself, right? So can we assume they're catching up for lost time? They're just making up for lost time and showing a bunch of females and saying, hey, Leia and Mon Mothma aren't the only women in the world. There was more, you know? So it's interesting. I don't think that there's a feminist agenda. I think, personally, it's money.
Of course.
They know they have the fanboys in the bag. But they want to tap into that Twilight demographic. Yeah, they want to tap into the Twilight. They want to tap into the Divergent people. Get you into Star Wars. That's a whole other revenue stream right there. Correct. So it's money.
It's all about the money.
So what do you think?
I agree. I don't think it is a feminist agenda. I don't think it is a feminist agenda. I just think it's more about profit.
Yeah,
bringing a brand new generation into it, especially
and a brand new gender.
Yeah,
because
usually Star Wars. Even though I have some friends who are female that like Star Wars,
there's nobody that you know likes Star Wars. Which females like Star Wars in our circle?
I know people.
Exactly my point. There are no females in our circle that like it.
Oh okay. Yeah, Louis's Garbanzo's girlfriend likes Star Wars.
Okay. Garbanzo's a significant other. Good point. I recant. We have one female in our circle that enjoys Star Wars as much as us.
But it's a growing thing. What can you do, man?
I don't know.
I still enjoy the content. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch Force of Destiny because I'm really intrigued by the story. I'm a guy who likes storylines. I play video games for the story. I play. I read comic books because of the story, not much of character development or anything. I can tell you, for example, if I've hated World of Warcraft, I loved it because of the story.
Story?
We're not going to get to it this
time. I'm sorry,
you
guys.
You can watch the video.
Warcraft sucked. I don't know what's worse, Warcraft or Rogue One.
I'm back and playing World of Warcraft. Oh my god, this time of me having no school is killing me, bro.
Unfortunate.
I'm going back to MMOs like
MMO,
crazy.
MMO, baby.
MMORPGs.
They're still relevant. All right, we're going to wrap it up. We're beyond an hour. Holy sniggle snacks. Thanks for staying tuned. Listen, we had a contest last week, and nobody participated.
It is still up right now.
So Juancho blamed me, saying that it's because I gave you guys a confusing rules on how to contact us. So we're gonna do it again. Juancho, tell the folks what we're giving away and how we're gonna be contacting this time.
Same instructions. Tell us what you think is gonna happen in Infinity. What you expect. Send us your name and to this email at vibestudios@gmail.com.
Correct. That's VIBEREV. studios@gmail.com. It's also going to be
there's a link on the description
on
WeebGeeksPC.com.
Yes, you'll see it there as well. So shout out to WeebGeeks. Go there, check it out. That's your number one spot to find us every week, every Thursday. Posted there before anywhere else. So check it there,
and you'll be able to go in there. just send the email. I'll even put the link email there. All you have to do is click on that link. Just send us the email. It's that simple. You win some stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff?
What are we winning?
There's
what
no
winning?
Gimmicks. You're going to win a Iron Man.
Captain America Pop.
Captain America 67 Pop. And an Iron Captain America T-shirt.
T-shirt. Yep. We're giving that away for free. And all we need to do is just talk to us. Let us know what you think, you know?
And we'll read some stuff. And that's all. It's very simple.
And then, the best thing, that comment, we'll put it up there. We'll discuss it. We'll thank you for your time.
And we one time give away tickets to a convention.
We tried to give away tickets.
We actually won someone.
We did.
And that person never claimed
them. Yeah, they contacted us. I mean, don't do that, guys. If you're gonna participate, and then follow up with us, because somebody did win those tickets and we tried to reach out to them and nobody asked.
It was a 3-day ticket that was about $40, $50 to RetroCon.
RetroCon. And guys, I'm telling you, we still want to get to buy Pip to purchase a Super NES Mini.
Yeah.
But if you guys aren't gonna talk to us, we're not gonna get it. It'll be for us. I'll have two. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Keeping Up with the Geek Bros. This is the fifth episode.
The sixth episode.
I am so sorry. The sixth. We have so many series. I'm all over the place. Didn't we mess up in unboxing? We said unboxing. It was the second or the third. It was the fourth.
An episode 1.5. It's still episode 2 because the other two were like...
They don't count. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to check out our website, which has just recently been updated, July, like I said, www.viberevstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook, /Viberev Studios. YouTube, /Viberev Studios. Geek Bros?
Instagram, and with the zero, and Instagram and Twitter. We do tweet, so just tweet us.
Yes, he likes to tweet. He wants you to tweet his twat. So, by all means, talk to us, guys. We are here. We want to have discussions because we know you're all about this. And we enjoy it, too. We're doing this because we know you guys are out there. You guys are our friends. You're our buddies. And on that note, final thoughts.
You remember, guys, you stay geeky. Drink Dos Equis.
Shameless plug. This has not been endorsed by Dos Equis. Alright, guys, don't forget, Geeking Out never sounded so good. Thank you for your time.
And good night. I love you all.
Keeping Up with the Geek Bros.